But after shiur
yesterday, perhaps in light of something that somebody said during shiur, maybe a simpler way to understand the Tosfos Rit. Again, the Tosfos Rit and Daf Tes asks in the end of the Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says in Yeshul of Oriv Mitzkayim B'Chosmov. So the Tosfos Rit asks, why do you have to do Mitzkayim B'Chosmov? Bring the shliach back and let him say B'Fanei Nechta, B'Fanei Nechta. Tosfos Rit says an answer. The answer seems to have two parts. He says, first of all, the shliach already gave away the get. But that alone is not enough. The Gemara says that, hey, you can take the get back and give it again. So he adds, but it's after Ir Habal. It's clear in the Tosfos Rit that it's not an inami. There's not two alternate terutzim. You need both stories are working together. The shliach gave away the get, plus it's after Ir Habal. So I thought yesterday that you have to be mitzaref the two svaras. Some of the two svaras have to work in tandem. Since the shliach gave away, so I said up Sehezber, since the shliach gave away the get, so if he wants to take it back in order to make himself a shliach again, like the Tosfos Rit himself says in the Daf, he has to take the get back and give it again so that he should be nearer to shliach. So he wants to take the get back in order to make him into a shliach. So it's the get that's making him into a shliach. After Irur, the get is mefukbuk, so the get can't make him into a shliach. So that would be the tziruf, the synergy between the two svaras of the Tosfos Rit. So it could be we could learn the Tosfos Rit more pashut. If the real svar of the Tosfos Rit, the real svar is simply that once the Baal comes and he's ma'arer, so the Baal is mevatel shlichus. And since this is an emonus of a shliach, somebody said in Shem Nachum, you said since the Baal was mevatel shlichus, the ear itself certainly ain't lechot bitel shlichus yisum izeh. The Baal says the get is mezuyah, but obviously he doesn't want this guy to be a shliach. So even if the Baal's lying, but lemais the Baal is mevatel shlichus. Once the Baal is mevatel shlichus, you can't give the get. You can't say b'fanei nechta, because b'fanei nechta is an emonus that only a shliach has. Like the Ran Taka says in Daf Hey, that you have to be a shliach, or at least you have to be near a shliach after the Baal is mevatel shlichus. So the shlichus is gone. If the shlichus is gone, you can't say anymore b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So why didn't the Ran just say that? The Ran should have just answered. You know why you can't call the shliach back? Because the Baal is mevatel shlichus. The answer is, the man couldn't just say that boldly. The Baal was mevatel shlichus. Because the shlichus is over anyway. We're talking about where the shlichus, the guy already gave the get. He gave the get away. So the shlichus is anyway finished. It's ludicrous to talk about, just stamazay, if the Tosfos Rit would have just said, why can't you call the shlichus back, let him say before nechtav, the answer is the Baal was mevatel shlichus. What's to be mevatel? The shlichus is over and done with. He already delivered the get. There's nothing here to be mevatel. So that's not a test. So therefore the Ran begins by saying the shliach is over and done with. That's talk of the teretz. The shlichus is over and done with. You have to be a shliach to say b'fanei nechta. Here you're no longer a shliach. Then the Ran adds, one second, even if the shliach is over and done with, but let's resuscitate the shlichus. Like you see in Daf Hei Amud Beis, Ketzad Yaseh, take the get back and give it again. You see in the Gemara Daf Hei, that you could revive the shlichus. You could bring it back in the oifen of nirik shliach, whatever, on that level of nirik shliach. So you can bring the shlichus back from the dead. So why over here can't you bring the shlichus back? Says the Ran, no, you can't bring the shlichus back from the dead. If the Baal comes and he's mevatel shlichus, then if the shlichus would be here, the Baal would kill it. But if the shlichus is dead, the Baal's bitul shlichus certainly prevents it from being brought back to life. And that's all he means. In other words, the real teretz is that the Baal is mevatel shlichus. But the Ran gets to that with derech binyan. Number one, the shlichus is over. If the shlichus is over, bring it back to life. No, you can't bring the shlichus back to life. The Baal was already ma'ar. Obviously, he doesn't want the shlichus to be brought back to life. So then you can't bring the shlichus back to life. He can't be near a shliach. Maybe you can't say anymore b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. You know, it's not a tzir between two different reasons that somehow they have to coalesce together. It's one answer. The answer is the shlichus is over and done with. But that answer, the Ran presents it b'derech binyan. Number one, the shlichus is over and done with because it's done. Number two, you want to bring it back to life? You can't bring it back to life. The Baal is being mevatel. It's like a simpler way, a simpler havana in the Ran. It'll come out taka that if the Baal comes and he's ma'ara on the get before the delivery of the get altogether, so you also can't say b'fanei nechta. But that's probably another pashut anyway. That if the Baal comes and he's ma'ara before the delivery of the get, you can't say b'fanei nechta and give the get. May I time him because the Baal's mevatel shlichus and echanan. That's another pashut. Okay, let's go on. Rashi says, Sarif, second Rashi. This was the one Rashi yesterday. The second Rashi, Tzorech, Hashliach, Hamavioi Loimar Bafani Mechna Fisar. The time of first Bigamara. The Shnich Ze Habal Asoi Shliach Loilach. So the Rabbi understands Rashi to mean La'apuke from a Shliach Kabbalah. The Shliach of here is not a Shliach of the Isha to be the Kabbalah get, it's a Shliach of the Baal to deliver the get. Esther Ran, who says, why shouldn't the same halacha apply to Shliach Kabbalah? L'chayr, the same issue they have by Shliach Halacha, Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. The bottom line is Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. The get's coming from Dina Seyah. So what difference does it make if it's a shliach, if it's coming via Shliach Halacha or it's coming via Shliach Kabbalah? Either way, if the Baal be Ma'aretz, Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. Ein Bekim Lishma. So why should it only be by a Shliach? Why does Rashi qualify the Mishnah that it's only talking about a Shliach Halacha, not a Shliach Kabbalah? The difference in a Shliach Halacha and a Shliach Kabbalah is that by a Shliach Kabbalah, one difference is that they're Shlichim of different people. But the other difference is that by a Shliach Halacha, the Gerishin doesn't happen until the Shliach arrives. By a Shliach Kabbalah, the Gerishin happens already as soon as the Baal gives the get to the Shliach. The Gerishin already happens. So apparently Rashi holds that the Dinah B'Fani Nechta B'Fani Nechtam only works by a Shliach Halacha where the Gerishin hasn't happened yet. By a Shliach Kabbalah where the Gerishin's already happened, so we can't anymore say B'Fani Nechtav B'Fani Nechtam. Chayor the Rais from Takif and the Gemara Daf Hei Kates of Yasser. You see that you have to say B'Fani Nechtav B'Shas Mesiris HaGet. If you didn't say B'Fani Nechtav when you gave over the get, you have to take the get back and give it over again and say B'Fani Nechtav B'Shas Mesiris HaGet. The din of B'Fani Nechtav is only when there's a Mesir Saget. Rashi understood Mesir Saget means Gerishin. If the Gerishin already happened in Medina Sayam, now you come, the Shliach Kabbalah comes, the fact that he gives the get over to the Isha, that's not the Gerishin, that's nothing. He doesn't even have to give the get to the Isha. Yeah, he gives the get to the Isha, why not? She could frame it, hang on a wall, very nice. But it doesn't have any real significance. The real Mesir Saget was when the Baal gave it to the Shliach. That was in Medina Sayam. So how can you say any more B'Fani Nechtav? So Rashi also, it has to be Dafka Shliach Halacha, not a Shliach Kabbalah. Esteran, but why did they? So that's how they set up the Takana. Esteran, but what happened to the problem? Shem Yovei Abal Viar. They should make the Takana of B'Fani Nechtav for Shliach Kabbalah too. Otherwise, the Baal be Ma'ar. You're gonna have the same problem. It's gonna be a Kilkul. The Baal be Ma'ar. Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. So they should be Masakin of B'Fani Nechtav for Shliach Kabbalah also. So the Ran answers I'm going to come back to this point. There isn't a point. But the Ran asks, why isn't there a din of B'Fani Nechtav by Shliach Kabbalah? There ought to be a din of B'Fani Nechtav by Shliach Kabbalah. Shema Yovei Abal V'Yar. What? That's something. We're going to come back to this. B'chor, you could answer. Maybe I'll flag it now. We'll come back to it later. B'chor, you could answer that maybe we would like to make such a takana, but we can't. The takana has to be b'shasa gerishon. That's when the shliach is made a kayak. But shliach kabbalah gerishon already happened. So how we can't make a takana before and after the nechanami? It'll be a problem. But it'll be mekayim again. Nechanami. Maybe by Shliach Kabbalah you have to be Mekayim again. Maybe in Chanami, maybe Taka to be Mekayim again. Because we have no other way. So, you know, I don't want to get... let's dial it to Rabashaita. Never mind. We'll worry about it in a few minutes. We'll talk through the Ran first, and then we'll come back to the things that there are to be learned. So the Ran asks, what's the difference? Shliach Kabbalah, Shliach Halacha. Bottom line is Shema Yovei Abal V'Yar. Answers the Ran. That by Shliach Kabbalah, since the Baal gives the get to the Shliach, and that itself is the Gerishin, so the Baal is Goymer Megarish, he's Megarish with the Lev Sholem. At that point already, the Gerishin is going to be finished. When he gives the get, the Gerishin is over, done, she's not his wife anymore. So at that point, the Baal walks away. We don't think anymore the Baal is going to be Ma'ar. Mashenken by Shliach Halacha, where the Baal sends the Shliach on his way, but she's still his wife. So we're afraid, maybe he'll have second thoughts, he'll come, he'll be Ma'ara on the get. Then he's not so much Goymer or Megarish, it lacks in Goymer or Megarish, that's when we're Choshish, maybe the Baal will be Ma'ara B'Shek. So that's where we have a need to make a Takon of B'Fani Nechtav. That's where we're afraid the Baal will come. By Shliach Kabbalah, the Baal is Goymer or Megarish. gives the get, that's it, that's the end of the story. He closes a chapter. So they were not afraid it'll come to be Ma'arav Hashem. The Ran is built on the premise that the Irur Haba that we're choshish for is an Irur of Sheker. Shem Yovei Haba V'Ar means maybe it'll come, it'll be Ma'arav the Sheker that the gets in Zuf. We're not choshish that it's going to be Ma'arav the Emes. It's going to be Ma'arav the Emes. But what do you mean, Goyim Rebegash, not Goyim Rebegash? We're choshish for an Irur of Emes. What is it that we're afraid of? When we say that when Chazal made this takana before the nechtav, Shem Yovei Haba V'Ar, let's talk in Rav Ziv. The Baal will come and he'll say that he's mezuyif. What are we afraid of? Are we afraid the Baal is going to come and say that it's mezuyif as a sheker? He's going to be meshaker in time of mezuyif? Or are we afraid the Baal is going to come and it'll be ma'ar be'emes that they get mezuyif? Because maybe it's not a mezuyif. So you say this to Kishayel in the Mishnah. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? What over here is in the era emes that we're worried about, or is it in the era sheker? So the Ran assumes for Dovah Poshut that the Shem Yovei Haba V'Ar means an era of sheker. How's the Ran know that? Maybe Shem Yovei Haba V'Ar means that the Baal, maybe the Baal comes in Ma'arav Be'emes. So then, you have to. Right. Okay, well, it comes to the same thing. So there seems that the main Shashashet, there's a. The Ran takes for granted even. He doesn't even spell this out. He takes for granted that the Shem Yovei Haba V'Ar means maybe the Baal will come and be Ma'ar B'Sheker. And therefore, says the Ran, by Yishliya Kabbalah, I don't have that concern. He's going Mu'ar Megaris. He's not going to make Shkarim. By Yishliya Chaylach, we're afraid he'll make Shkarim. He's not going Mu'ar Megaris. He'll come and be Ma'ar B'Sheker. By Yishliya Kabbalah, he's not going to be Meshaker. He's not going to dream up ways to get her back. So, but he's assuming that it's an Ir of Sheker. Maybe Shem Yovei Haba V'Ar means he'll be Ma'ar B'Emes. So I think the answer is poshut. If we would be choshish that the Baal is going to come and be ma'arav be'emes, that's equivalent to saying that we're choshish that maybe it's really mezuyif. To say l'chor, it's synonymous. To say I'm afraid the Baal will come and be ma'arav be'emes that the get is mezuyif is identical, logically identical, with saying that I'm afraid that the get is mezuyif. Because if the Baal is Ma'arav be'emes that it's mezuyif, that means it's mezuyif. If it's mezuyif, what am I worried about the Ira Baal? I should be worried about the emes that it's mezuyif. Is there a chash that maybe the get is really mezuyif? Could there be a chash here in the Mishnah that maybe the get is really mezuyif? Do we have such a chash? Are we afraid? Let's say we wouldn't be afraid about the Ira Baal. The Baal is dead. Maybe not dead, whatever. The Baal can't be Ma'arav anymore. We know the Baal is not going to be Ma'arav. He was dead, we wouldn't need a get, but he's whatever. He's out. We know he's not going to be married. We have some way of guaranteeing he's not going to be married. Would we have a chash on our own? Maybe the get is mezuyif? Or it's closer to home. Never mind other stars. My get. You can bring a ride from closer to home. I understand what you're saying. Closer to home, more before. Never mind Tyson. The Mishnah itself. Eretz Yisrael. How may you get me Eretz Yisrael? You don't have to say before the nechta, Why? Because then we're not afraid, even if the Baal be ma'ar, but Edom is suyin l'kaimah. Fine, Edom suyin l'kaimah. Maybe right now the get is mezuyif. What are you letting her get married for? Meanwhile, she takes the get, she gets married. What do you mean? Maybe the get's mezuyif. Behechrich. So we on our own are not choshes that the get is mezuyif. We assume that the get is kosher. That's the bottom tosis. Why do we assume, why do we make that assumption? But that's clear in the Mishnah. And maybe get Beretz Yisrael, since there's no chash of Yira Baal, I mean, the Baal may come, but we'll Edom suyin l'kaimah. If we'll come, we'll have a rejoinder. So we on our own are not really afraid to get some zuyif. We think the get is emes. We assume it'll be edim mitzuyin l'kaimi. Obviously, we think the get is emes. In chutzlars, we're afraid of yirah baal. So you see that we're not afraid on our own the get is mezuyif. We're only afraid the baal will come and be ma'ar that it's mezuyif. So the Ran assumes that must mean that it's an era of sheker. If what we were afraid of was an era of emes, then we would have to be. Then we would be saying that we're afraid the get is mezuyif. Obviously, we're not really afraid the get is mezuyif. We're afraid of yirah baal. That means we're afraid of an era of sheker. This is a big issue. It's going to come up again on the base. I want to make sure hammer it home now. The sheet of Saran is that if we would be choshish for an era of emes, then we would have to be choshish on our own that the get is mezuyif. Since we're not choshish on our own that the get is mezuyif, as you see from Eretz Yisrael, we're clearly only being choshish for an era of sheker. The Mela says the Rad, for an Erev Sheker, by a Shliach Halacha, there's a Chash Erev Sheker, because the Gerishin is not done yet. By a Shliach Kabbalah, the Gerishin is over, we're not Chashish for an Erev Sheker. The Rad brings a Rad. Yeah, yeah. Why, in Ziyuk, what's the difference? They're not more like Fonim and Chutzlars. In a Rabbi, you can say Chilk. In Chutzlars, the bigger Amaratsim than they are in Eretz Yisrael. But to say that in Chutzlars, they're less Erlich than they are in Eretz Yisrael, who says? What? I'm saying you're right, in Rabbi. You're right, in Rabbi, it's not so poshut. That's going to be a needle in that'll be a needle in the Rabbi. Is Rabbi a Chash Iru, or is it a Chash Iru Emes, Chash Iru Sheker? Is it something we're Chash Iru on our own? The Emes is Machaikas Rashi and Taisus. In Rabbi, I said yesterday. Belongs to Amid Beis, but it's going to come up now again. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How to understand Rabbah? Rashi understands Rabbah. That's what the Shas that we have on our own. Maybe that gets really written Shalei Lishma. We know Chutzlars the Amratzim. They don't know about Lishma. They're not B'nai Torah, says Rashi. So we in our own Nechoshish. Maybe the Gedus is not Lishma. So Rabbah is not our own Shas. Tosfos disagrees. Says Rabbah is also not our own Shas. Tosfos says Raya is from elsewhere that it's not our own Shas. It's also only we really don't think that gets Shalei Lishma. Stam Safri the Dainik. Migmigmiri, even in Chutzlars, the Seifim at least know what they're doing, the rabbis know what they're doing. So, therefore, it's only a Shash, Tosfos holds that it's only a Shash of Ira, that the Baal will come and be Ma'ara, that it was Shemoy Lishma. Rashi holds in a, that it's our own Shash, but that's in Rabbah. But in Rova, it's clearly only a Shash of Ira. So therefore, and the Ran says Echshash Yiru means Echshash Yiru of Sheker. Yiru Emes would be our own Echshash. It's obviously Echshash of Yiru of Sheker. So Meili says, Shliach Kabbalah, you have Echshash. Shliach Kabbalah, you don't have Echshash. The Ran brings a Raya. The Ran brings a Raya from Mor Daf Chof Dalet. Mor Daf Chof Dalet says that a Isha Atzma, the Mishnah says, that a Isha Atzma Maviyaz Gita, if a woman herself brings her own get from Medina Sayam, so she also could say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. She has the nemonus of b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. Frek the Gemara. Let's try to see inside. Chavdal Gemara. By the two dots, towards the top. Fret the Gemara. Isha, mechimati gitel yode igarshula. What do you mean the woman's bringing her get from Medina Siyam? As soon as she got the get in Medina Siyam, she's already in Mugareshis. So the Gemara answers, it's a special case that the husband gave her the get and said, I'm making you shliach chaylocha, you should go to home, and when you get home, give the get over to somebody else, and he'll give the get to you. So it's a fancy case that she could be a shliach chaylocha. But in the Chanami, if she would be a regular case where a woman was already migureshes in Chutzlaretz and she brings the get from Chutzlaretz, so michimot gitul yodi gasha, she already got the get from Chutzlaretz, so she's there's no b'fana nechta b'fana nechta. So there's a machlekes rishonim how to understand pshat in this gemara. Before you even look at Rashi, machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. This machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid is mamish basic, goes to the heart of it's a basic machlekes that we're going to keep coming back to. It's going to be a touchstone in the whole sugya. The Rambam learns, Rambam's in a few places, but it's in Perek Zayin of Gerishin Halacha Chav Dalet, and it's again in Perek Vav of Hilchas Avodim, because you have the same halacha by an Eved who brings the Shtar Shifra before the Nechta. The Rambam learns that it means that a woman who brings a get from Chutz Loretz, she does not need to say before the Nechta, nor do you need to be Mekayim the get. She can get married on the basis of the get without any need for any further kiyum. It's like a maybe get Beretz Yisrael. Ram is medamet to maybe get Beretz Yisrael. It's not bechal that hakana b'fanei nechta. That's what it means. Isha mechimoti yitgitol yod yigarshulo. The gerushin already happened. It's not a shlichus lahil. If the gerushin already happened, so now she's bringing the get l'raya. If the gerushin already took place, so there's no dinner b'fanei nechtav, nor does the get need a kiyum. She just gets married on the basis of the get. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says it means just the opposite. It means that b'fanei nechtav doesn't help. Because she's not a shliach. The shliach, the Yerushin already happened. She's not a shliach. B'fanei nechta doesn't help. She doesn't have the nemonis of b'fanei nechta. And therefore, the get needs a kiyum gomer. But you can't. But a kiyum gomer you have to have. The Rambam says, a seichel moirikain. you can't let a woman get married without being mekayem the get. So it's two mamish diametrically opposite ways to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that a woman who was already mechimot and gitul yod yigashula, she doesn't say before an echta. So the Ram learns to mean she doesn't need to say before an echta. So already the gerush already happened, so you can just use the get. And the rival is just the opposite. It doesn't help to say before an echta, because before an echta is an amonis that a shliach has. Here she's not a shliach, so maybe you have to have a kiyum gomer. Mishem, I'm going to talk by Richos, when we get to the bottom Tosis, we talk by Richos, the Shittas Ram and the Shittas Raivit. Right now, just to suffice ourselves, to know that there's two ways to learn this Gemara. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi in Akamar Chavdala says, Mechimoto yigitil yodah b'mokim kabalosu b'din se'am, igashilo, b'boi l'mikli l'get m'gureshasi, b'ein ashichal aviyo b'faneinu. She doesn't need to bring the get here. She's not a shliach ha'ilocha. The get's over. The garrison's over. It's only Raya b'alma. So how does Rashi sound? Like the Rambam or like the Rabbi? Like what? I can't hear. Again, the Rambam holds it means she doesn't need to say b'fanei nechta. She just has a get. And the Rabbi says it doesn't help to say b'fanei nechta, you have to be mekayim the get. That is a mashman Rashi. What? It's not 100%. It seems more like the Rambam. It's really machlokes how to learn Rashi. The Ran understood Rashi like to mean like the Rambam. That lama la loymer b'fanei nechta means she doesn't need to say b'fanei nechta. She can use the get without any kiyum at all. The Rivosh and Simon Shin Pehe says Pshat and Rashi just the opposite. Lama la loymer b'fanei nechta. Why should she say b'fanei nechta if it's not going to help anyway? You have to have kiyum gomer. Chol the lashon Rashi, the passage is more mashma like the Ram. It's good, I don't know. The Rebush understood Rashi the other way around, like the Rabbi. Loma lo loymer, there's no point in saying Fanei Nechtav. Fanei Nechtav is for a shliach, she's not a shliach. You have to do a kayim again. The Ran took Rashi to mean, and this is how the Ran learns also, that Loma lo, that the Chimot get to Yod Lugar, she means she doesn't need to be Mekayim. She doesn't need to be Mekayim again, she gets married on the basis of the get itself. Ask the Ran the same question, what do you mean? Maybe the Baal come and it'll be Ma'ar. Same problem, the Ran asked on a shliach Kabbalah. It's really the source for Rashi. It's Rashi. Well, this Gemara at least is the source for Rashi. Either way, this Gemara is the source for Rashi. It says in this Gemara that if the gerushin already took place and the woman's only bringing the shtar the raya, there's no dinner b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. This is clearly the makor for, this is one of the makoros for Rashi. A shliach kabbalah is the same as the woman bringing the get herself. Shliach kabbalah, the gerushin already happened. What's he bringing the get? For the raya. It's like the woman bringing the get the raya. And it says in this Gemara that in that case there's no dinner b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Well, that's what Rashi says by us. By Shliach Kabbalah, there's no din b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. But what does that mean? Then what happens? Machlokes the Rambam and the Rabbi. The Rambam takes that to mean, therefore we don't have to do anything. And the Rabbi takes it to mean, no, you have to have a kiyum, you have to have kiyum gomer. Lefi the Rabbi, presumably by Shliach Kabbalah also will be the same thing. You'll need a kiyum gomer. Since it doesn't help to say b'fanei nechta, because the gerushin already happened, so then you'll have to have us, you'll have to have kiyum again. You'll have to move kiyum again. Kiyum gomer. L'chor, the same thing. The Shliach Kabbalah is like the woman herself bringing the get. So this is the sort. Again, so the Rani has the same thing. What's the Pshat in the Gemara Chavdalit? But the Baal come and be Ma'ar. The Sheker, let's say. He'll come and be Ma'ar. So what are you... You're just going to let her get married with this get? Why are you afraid the Baal will come and be Ma'ar? Answers the Rani, the same. And it's not Eidim Musim L'Kaima, she's coming from Din Siyam. Answers the Rani, the same answer. This is the source. That since here it's Goymeru Magarash, when he gave the get to the woman, that was the end of the Gerushin. So Mele the Baal is Goymeru Magarash. Once he's Goymeru Magarash, we're not Choshesh, it'll be Ma'arav B'Sheker. And for Emes, we're all together. For Ir Emes, we're anyway not Choshesh, because we don't really think the get's Mazuyim. We're only Choshesh for Ir Sheker. Ir Sheker is only when he's not Goymeru Magarash. But by a Shliach Kabbalah, or by the woman herself, who was Makabel the get in the Chustarot, he was Goymeru Magarash, when he's Goymeru Magarash, there's no Shah Shem Yovi Habal V'Yar B'Sheker. That's the Shita Saran in Rash. The Ran himself also.
Point to Rash and the Brides. Why don't we have to say
Planet of the Planet of the Marriage
itself?
So this is the big kasha. This is the belongs to when we talk about the Raivids. This is the major kasha on the Raivid. All the Chayim asking the Raivid. Like the Mishnah already asks. The Rivosh talks about it. Arba Yoy Nishba Chalkush Yizu. I wasn't going to talk about it today at all, but I'll just mention the kasha. The Fee the Raivid, that a woman who brings her get, you have to be Mekayim the get. If a woman brings her get, you have to be Mekayim the get. So why in Eretz Yisrael don't you have to be mekayim the get? Because the Rabbi seems to hold that we're choshesh on our own that the get's mezuyif. So why in Eretz Yisrael is it any different? If Shliach brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, let's be chayshish on a run, if they get some suyif, she have to be kind to get. So you could say, the Rivash says pshat in the Raya, but again, this is mamish, not what I want to talk about now. So if you don't listen, so fine, you'll hear it again later. Because it belongs more, the Raya needs the shmuz by a couple of, at least one shiur of itself. But I'll mention now anyway, since the Kashi came up. So the Machlek is how to learn the Raivid. The Rivash learns Pshat in the Raivid that he's only talking about when you brought a get from Chuslaris, which ain't any Mitzvah in the Kaimah. You know, even the Raivid also is only worried about Irv. The Raivid's not really worried that the get is Mitzvah. The Raivid's worried that the Gabal coming from Aaron will be Eidim Mitzvah Sheker, and it'll be Ein Eidim Mitzvah in the Kaimah. So, but since the Shliach is not a Shliach, is not really a Shliach, because the Gerish should happen, so he doesn't have the Nemonis of Fanenechta. So how do you preempt the Baal's coming to be Ma'ar? You have to have the Kiyam Amish. Vashenken Eretz Yisrael, Eidim Suyim L'Kaim, you don't have to have Kiyam Amish. You don't have to have Kiyam yet, you can wait for later when the Baal will be Ma'ar. That's how the Rebosh understands the Raivit. The Lashon the Raivit is not Mashman away. The Lashon the Raivit is, Hasechel Moyer Shaloi Natir Ishuli Nosib Loi Kiyam Aget. The Lashon the Raivit is Mashman, it's a din across the board. That would never a woman can't get married on the basis of a get that's not mekuyim. So then it's hakasher from Eretz Yisrael. That needs a yishuv. Mitzvah Hashem oy chazon lemay. But that's today when I was focused on the Ram. The Ravid, again, the Ravid and the Ram, they both need. It's glad to see the Ram and the Ravid because we're going to see it a lot. So it's glad to look it up. It's a perik vav of avodim and perik yud beis of gerish. But right now we're not going to spend time on that. So right now we're just going to focus on the Ram. L'chayr there's a ha'ora here in the Ram. Rav Nochum in the Shirim, in the Daf Shirim, talks about it. Clearly, the Ran could have given a different answer. Rav Nochum starts like this. He says, the dinner before an echta before an echta. So yesh lachta. Is it halacha in the kashrus of the nesinus haget of the mais hagerishin? Or is it simply a halacha in the nemonus of the get? In other words, if you gave a get and you didn't say before an echta before an echta, is the problem simply that we're not sure that the get is kosher? Or maybe we ourselves would be sure, but we're afraid the Baal will come and be Ma'ara, so therefore we have to make sure. But is it simply a shayla in the nemonis of the get? Or is it a pekam in the Maisa Gerishim, that after Chazal were Misakan Fanenechta, Shem Yovei Baal V'yar, but after they made the Takono, so if you give a get without saying Fanenechta, Fanenechtam, the Gerishim itself is possible. Is it a pasless in the Maisa and the Maisa Gerishim? So the Chayrit's a Gemara Mefereshis. Gemara says in that Hayamun base, the same Gemara we talked about earlier a few times, that if a fellow gave a get and he did not say before an echta, before an echta, so you have to know. So Chachamim say, he takes the get back, says before an echta, and he gives the get over again. So why does he have to take the get back and give it again? That could be for Tosis says otherwise not made a guy, Tosis and Pedalic. The Tosis Rit says he has to be near a Kashliach. So that may just be the way. That's not a riot that it's halacha lemaisa gerish. It could be halacha nemonus, but to have that nemonus, you have to be engaged in the sinus again. So, and that itself, from that itself, there's no riot that it's a din in the maisa gerish. But the Rameyer disagrees. The Rameyer says that if you gave the get and you didn't say before an echta, before an echtam, so yoytzi b'havlad mamzer, because you're mishanim in madbeis shetobu chachamim begid. You see in a man that if you gave a get and you say before an echta, before an echam, it's not just that it lacks the nemonis. Lacks the nemonis, we could make it up. Give the get again, like the Chacham said. And maybe it doesn't say you can't give the get again because for technical reasons you can't give the get again. That's not what he says. He says the problem is that you were meshanim in madbeya shetobu chachamim in the maisa agerishim. The maisa agerishim was not with the madbeya shetobu chachamim. If it would only be a lack of nemonis, that's not called the meshanim madbeya shetobu chachamim. Let's say you gave a get and we had a shayla in the Eidus. We weren't sure if the Eidim were mezuyah for that for some reason. And then we would be lekayim the get afterwards. If out of that, wouldn't be called the Mishanah of Beish Tov HaChachamim? We weren't sure if the Eidim were kosher or not. We'll move out after the sinas to get there. Then we're kosher. That's not called you a meshanim of beis tovah chachamim. If Rav Meir calls it that you're a meshanim of beis tovah chachamim, so it's apparently a halacha in the maisa hagerushin. The maisa hagerushin has to be with the protocol. Mikolich v'takona. The maisa hagerushin has to be with the protocol that it has to be with the fana nechta fana nechta. And if you give it not that way, then you're a meshanim. You didn't give the get with the right protocol. Says Rav Meir, the hagerushin is b'psul and havlad mamza. If it's merely a lack of nemanus, you need the shliach to provide the nemanus, that wouldn't be called Yerim Hashanah and Be'esh Tovah Chacham. Apparently, Rav Meir holds that it's a din in the Maisa Gerishin itself. Midir Rav Meir, Nishma Lididon. Chacham only argue with Rav Meir because they hold that a Hashanah and Be'esh Tovah Chacham is not Havlad Mamzer. But they don't argue, but we don't have any right to say, any reason to say that they argue on the basic premise that b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta is aloche in the Maisa Gerishin itself. Yeah, Josh. Talk about the Rashi in a second. Yeah, because we don't hold that. So twice, that's about going like a mayor, but that's not every that type, the Gemara says. Rameir is moided by Gimel Gittim Sulam that it's not such a psul that it passes the blood. But there's different madrigas. This, Ksav Yodoy and Eva Isman. You had Eden, you had Ksav Yodin. So Enel of Eden means you had, but it was Ksav Yodin. Ksav Yodin is a tantamount to Eden. Enel of Eden, but it was Kosub Ksav Yodin and Enel of Eden. Or it was Ksav Erechot, but Erechot together with the Ksav Sefer is like two Eden. That's a Gemara of the Pharisees. There are mayors and mayors that certain psulim don't pass the legit. Certain things that we would like you to do, if you don't do them, they don't pass the legit. But there are other things that is called the Yerim Hashanah. Mefane Nechtev is called, the Gemara says, Mefane Nechtev, Rav Meir holds is enough of a shinui that is called the Yerim Hashanah Mevein Shetav Chacham. So chinu from that Gemara that Mefane Nechtev, Mefane Nechtev is halacha in the Maisa Gerishin itself. So he asks Rav Nochum, so why didn't the Ran give a different teretz? When the Ran asks, what's the difference between Shliach Kabbalah and Shliach Halacha? Why by Shliach Halacha is there a Halacha, is there didn't Mefane Nechtev, not by Shliach Kabbalah? The Ran should have answered Poshut. By a shliach halacha, the maisa gerushin hasn't happened yet, so you could do b'fanenechta is a way to do the maisa gerushin. By a shliach kabbalah, the gerushin is over. If the gerushin is over, what kind of b'fanenechta are we going to do? The maisa gerushin needs b'fanenechta. We're going to add b'fanenechta afterwards. The gerushin is over. How can you inject b'fanenechta if the gerushin is done? So what do we do? Either we'll forgo it, or maybe we'll require Kim Gomer, it will depend how we learn the Gemara Chavdalet. But Al-Kopanim, the Ran wanted it, the Ran's question was, let's have the Fanei Nechtam by Shliach Kabbalah, or by Yisha Atzma. And the Ran said, no, we don't need it, because the Baal won't be Ma'ar. Gomer or Begarish, it won't be Ma'ar. Why didn't the Ran say differently? The Fanei Nechtam doesn't make sense by Yisha Atzma. The Fanei Nechtam doesn't make any sense by Shliach Kabbalah. Because the Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam is a din in the Maisa Gerishin. By Shliach Kabbalah or by Yisha Atzma, the Maisa Gerishin is over. So the Fanei Nechtam is meaningless. And that would be pshat in Gemara Chavdal, beautiful pshat in Gemara Chavdal. Since there's no gerushin going on, so you can't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So what happens then? Maybe the Baal will be Ma'ar. So Nechnami, maybe you'll need Kiyum Gomer, like the Raiva, the way the Rebosh understands him. Maybe we'll just have to forgo, we'll have to live without b'fanei nechta and take our chances. Whatever it is, but the Ran wanted this, there should be b'fanei nechta by Shliach Kabbalah. Can't have a funny nechta by Shliach Kabbalah. But funny nechta, funny nechta is a din in the Maisa Gerishin. It's a muchach in the Gemara Daf Hei that it's a din in the Maisa Gerishin. So it only makes sense if the Maisa Gerishin hasn't yet taken place. So what's that kapshat in the Ran? The Ran really had, the Ran entertained that there should be a din b'funny nechta by Shliach Kabbalah. So Rav Nochum answered as follows. He said, the Ran l'shitasa. Says like this. Take a look back at the Gemara Daf Hei on the base. Gemara says, towards the bottom, at the quarter of the quarter of the way from the bottom. The beginning of the line. It's, you see the Tosis Yitlenu, it's parallel to that in one line down. I may be getting Dina Sayam. When the son of the Lord, the Lord, the Father, 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 you can't do anything. You were Mishana, you're finished. It's the Havlad Mamzer. It can't be fixed. Correcting the Lord of Rameir, Mishun de Leomel of Fanenechtam, Fanenechtam, Yoitzi, Havlad Mamzer. Just because he didn't say the Fanenechtam, Fanenechtam, the kid is a Mamzer. Says the Lord, yeah. And Rameir le Tamei, the Omer Abri, Havnunu, Mishmedu, Ulo, Omer, Rameir, Kola, Mishanim, Mibbeish, Tova, Chom, Begidin, Yoitzi, Havlad Mamzer. So Pashup Shatan the Gemara is that according to the Chachomim, the kid is not a Mamzer. Even though you didn't say before the nechta for the nechtam, you weren't mekayim the tachanas chachamim, but chacham don't have this big stick of hamishanim of beish tov chacham yotzi v'alad mamzer. According to the chacham, the kid's not going to be a mamzer, but she can't get married yet. You need before the nechta for the nechtam. So for that, you have to take the get back and give the get again. If you didn't take the get back and give it again with the before the nechtam, so then she can't get married because there's a din you have to say before the nechtam. But what if she did? Would the kid be a mamzer? That's just not. Because there's no mishana, just because you were over at Takana Drabonin doesn't make the kid into a mamzer. The Ran and that Gemara, that's Poshup Shat Gemara. The Ran and that Gemara says not the one. The Ran and that Gemara says that even according to the Chachamim, if the Shliach doesn't say Bifana Nechtav or Bifana Nechtam at all, the kid will be a mamzer. Because we don't know, maybe the get's possible. Because if you're about, maybe the get will be nifsa. The kid will be a mamzer. However, for that it's enough to save a fun and nechtem after the nisin is taken. To take off mamzeris, you can say before the nechta, before the nechta afterwards. So that'll provide us the nemonis, the kid's not a mamzer. But for the het and the suin, you have to have kates of yasi, if lenomen of yasi, if lenomen. Because the Ran learns up, when the Gemara asks in the Rameir, Mishum shli omer before the nechta, v'yotzi v'avlad mamzer, the kid's a mamzer just because he doesn't say before the nechta, the Ran learns that the kasha is, just because he didn't say before the nechta, v'shas nesino, and he waited and he said it afterwards, that makes the kid a mamzer. He said before nechta, but at the end of the day, he said before nechta, the kid shouldn't be a mamzer. So the Moran says, no, according to Rameir, if you didn't say it, b'shach nesina, you were mishan in the maisa agerishin, so that's enough to make a kid a mamzer. And the Chum say, no, just because you were mishan in the maisa agerishin, that doesn't make the kid a mamzer. Bottom line, we know that there was before nechta, we know the kid's not mazuyev. You said the kid's not mazuyev, so maybe the kid's not a mamzer. She can't get married to chadchila because you were mishan in the tov chum, but the mishan in the tov chum doesn't make the kid a mamzer. Meir holds that it does. Chum hold that just because you were mishanim in the matbeah, you didn't say before the nechta, the shas and the sino, that doesn't make the kid a mamzer. You could say before the nechta later, but the ma'is agerish was not bekashus. You were a mishanim b'esh tov chumim. If you want to get married with a get lechatchila, you have to have a new ma'is agerish. Emes Meduyik and Rashi that way as well. The Pneishu points out that Rashi says the same thing in the Gemara's kasha. Mishum de liomar. Before nechtav yotzi, so Rashi bitmiyah, v'haget kosheru, u'befon of nechtav, u'mishum d'liomer have a vlad mamzer. What does Rashi mean? Befon of nechtav. He didn't say befon of nechtav. That's what we're talking about. He gave a get. He didn't say befon of nechtav. Befon of nechtav. What does Rashi mean when he says befon of nechtav? Says the Pneishu. Rashi learns like the Ran. That's a given. Avadi has to say befon of nechtav. If he doesn't say befon of nechtav, then how do you know? Maybe he gets mezuyev. Then the kid is taka mamzer. Even though before the nechtav is only Shema Yovei Abal V'Yara, but you have to say once Chazal were Mesak and Shema Yovei Abal V'Yara, you have to be Mevar before the nechtav. So that becomes Halacha Midrabbanan that we have to be Mevar before the nechtav. And if the Shliach doesn't say it, then we talk it on up. We're Chayshish to get Mezuyah. Even though in Eretz Yisrael we're not, but in Chutz La'aretz with Chashash Shema Yovei Abal V'Yara, so we ourselves already have to be Chayshish. Ad Kedei Kach that we have to be Mevar, otherwise the kids, the Kashish of the Vadis is Besofim. So it seems in Rashi also, Derech Haran comes out, according to the Ran, that B'fan Enechto, B'fan Enechto, and Haka has both functions. So there's two aspects to B'fan Enechto, B'fan Enechto. Number one is Halacha Nemaisa Gerishin. To get married, L'chadchila, there has to be B'fan Enechto, B'fan Enechto, B'shas Mesir Saget. According to a mayor, if you don't do it, have a lot of moms. According to the Chachamim, you could, not so bad. Do it over again, give it back, and I'll say B'fan Enechto. You could do the Maisa Gerishin. That's halacha in the Maisa Gerishin. But there's another halacha. Even if you didn't say before Nechta B'shas Mesir Saget, and the Maisa Gerishin was haka not B'kashrus, but if you said, but before Nechta, it's still meaningful, at least to be Mevara that the kid is not a mamzer. To be Mevara that Be'emes Midarais, the get was kosher. Maybe Midarais is the wrong word, but to be Mevara that Be'emes, the get was kosher. So the Shita Saran, which is haka Shita Rashi, comes out, there's two aspects to B'fan Enechto, B'fan Enechto. Emes, it's a din in the Maisa Gerishin, like you see in the Gemara itself, you're a Mishanim of Neish Tovah Chacham, but it's not only Aloch in the Maisa Gerishin, it's also a Birur in the Kashrus of the Get itself. And with an Akamina L'Haloch, if you said B'fan Enechto, B'fan Enechto after the Mesiris HaGet, so you didn't have a Kosher Maisa Gerishin, so you can't be Nisus L'Chachilu. But it's a Birur, at least look out the Kashrus of the Blah. Melis says, Rav Nochum, the Ran Tushim Tosoi. The Ran was bothered by a Shliach Kabbalah. True, the Maisa Gerishin already took place in Chuslars. So the Maisa Gerishin didn't need before Enechta, before Enechta. The Maisa Gerishin, the Baal gave the get in the same city, gave the get to Shliach. There was no din there before Enechta, before Enechta. The Maisa Gerishin was Bekashus. But now the get's coming from Chuslars. So there may not be, the Maisa Gerishin is no longer at stake, because the Maisa Gerishin is history. The Maisa Gerishin was fine. The Maisa Gerishin took place in Chutz Laaretz, in one town, Eidim Esuyim Lekaimai at the time. There was no need over there to have a B'fan Enechta, B'fan Enechta. But now the get is coming here to Eretz Yisrael. So we don't care anymore about the Maisa Gerishin, that's over. But we still need him in Bavar the Kashrus again. Shem Yovei Abal V'yar, Eidim Esuyim Lekaimai. And the Ran holds that there's a din of b'fanenechtem, not only legabi the Maisa Gerishin, but there's a din of b'fanenechtem also to be mevar the kasha saget. So Meila asked the Ran, by Yishliach Kabbalah you should at least have that b'fanenechtem, or by Yisha Atzma you should at least have that b'fanenechtem. So why does Rashi say that there's no b'fanenechtem by Yishliach Kabbalah? You should have b'fanenechtem by Yishliach Kabbalah at least to be mevar the kasha saget. It won't for the Maisa Gerishin. I don't need it. But let me have it at least to be Mavar the Kashas to get right now, as a Raya. Therefore, the Rav has to answer that since the whole thing is Shema Yovei Habal V'Yara, all our Sveikas in the get are only Sveikas Shema Yovei Habal V'Yara B'Sheker, so by Shliach Kabbalah is going Meruah Megara, so I'm not afraid he'll come to be Mavar, so I don't have any problems with the Biruah either. Can Rav Nachum say? Could be with this word of Rav Nachum's, we could answer Teshu's kasha, kasha of Teshu. Teshu asks on the round the following. It says that the whole teretz of the Ran that we're not afraid Shem Yovei Baal V'Yar B'Sheker by Shliach Kabbalah because Goyim Rav Megarish. It's all built on the premise that B'fan Enechtem, B'fan Enechtem is only to address the Ir HaBaal. It's not our own shash. We're only afraid the Baal will be Ma'ar B'Sheker. So we could say, when the Baal gives it to, by Shliach Chiloch, he's not going to Megarish, maybe he'll come be Ma'ar B'Sheker. By Shliach Kabbalah, then I have to be afraid maybe the Baal will come to be Ma'ar B'Sheker. Excuse me, what did I say? By Shliach Chiloch, he's not going to Megarish, there I'm afraid the Baal will be Ma'ar B'Sheker. By Shliach Kabbalah, he's going to Megarish, I'm not afraid the Baal will come to be Ma'ar B'Sheker. I asked the Yeshua, that's good in Rava. Rava is Shema Yovei Habal V'Yara. But what about Rabba? Rabba holds it B'fan Enechtem, B'fan Enechtem is to address the problem of Ein Bekiyum L'Shma. And Rashi's understanding of Rabba is that it's not an Ir HaBaal D'Kedin. It's Erchash. Rashi and Beis Amid Beis says, Dilma Ashkech Sheshmoy Kishmoy Vishmoy Kishmoy, we are Choshesh, we're afraid maybe the get was really Nichtav Shaloy Lishmoy. Choshesh disagrees. But Rashi Shita is, the Rabbah is already Echshash, it's not an Ira Abal the Kishash. We ourselves are afraid maybe get the comes and puts those really not written Lishmoy. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem. B'kiyim l'shma. In Chutzlar, they're not b'kiyim l'shma. They're not b'nei Torah, Rashi says. Ain't b'nei Torah. So we're afraid. We are afraid. Not the Baal. We are afraid that gets not written shalei l'shma. That's an achshash yira baal b'sheker. That's our own achshash. It's an egin achshash. It's our achshash. Our own achshash. So according to Rabbah, yes, the Pnei Yeshua, and we're talking, how are you going to explain that Rashi l'chor is not only going in Rabbah? Rashi over here says he's talking dafke shliach halacha, not a shliach kabbalah. It's hard to say he's only going in Rava. We're about to go into the sugya of Rava. Rabbi, he's going to commit us to Rava. Mislam is true, you're going to quote to Rava. He's going chavdalit. Mislam would say it's only going like Rava. Maybe. It's hard to imagine Rashi is only going in Rava, not in Rava. Quote to Rava, it's our own shash, it's a real shash. So what's the difference between shliach halacha or shliach kabbalah? Now shliach kabbalah, you should also have that before the nechta to be mevar that it was really written lishma. If you're talking about Ir Habal, like Rova, Shema Yovai Baal, the Arab Sheker, the way the Rav understands it. So I understand that Shliach HaKailocha, he still has the mindset to be Arab Sheker. Shliach Kabbalah, he's going to be Magar, she won't be Arab Sheker. But if you're talking about a real Shash of our own, maybe the get was really written Shalei L'Shma. So what's the difference if the get was if it came with the Shliach HaKailocha, it came with the Shliach Kabbalah, came with the Isha Atzma? The bottom line is, we should have a Shash. Maybe the get's not written, maybe the get was written Shalei L'Shma. So we should need before the Nechta. So what did the Rav gain? The Ran's Teretz only works for Rava, doesn't work for Rama. That's the Kashrut Pnei Yeshua. So maybe we could say a Teretz. Al derech had lefi advarim el lefi Rav Nachum's what Rav Nachum gave us from the Ran and that paper. This really takes us into also some of the basic ideas here. A get, Chayim point out, a get has two sides. Literally has two sides, but a get has two functions. A get is, first of all, it's a sefer krisus. It's the davar ha'kayir zbeinu levein. It's the instrument of gerushin. A get is also a shtar raya. The get is mishamash afterwards as a raya that the gerushin took place. If the get was written shaloi lishma, if the get's mezuyuf, so it's not good neither for a kairos, neither for the krisis nor for a raya. It's mezuyuf. It's nothing. It's chasam v'yam. But if the get's not mezuyuf, but the get was written shaloi lishma, so it's clearly possible as a megarish. But is it possible as a shtar raya? Yeah, that's sort of a trick question. Obviously, if the get was really written shaloi lishma, so it can't be a raya that on the gerushin because the gerushin was psul. The get, it says in the get, the content of the get was that there was a kosher gerushin, which includes that there was a kosher mesira, and it includes that the get was written l'shma, because if it was all the things places in that mistama be'ech shenasa, the get is in meyad that mistama be'ech shenasa. About it, the content of the get is that the gerushin took place with all the things that the gerushin needed to have, including that it was lishma. That's part of the content of what the get is made. But does the get have to be lishma in order to say the eidus l'mashal lu yitzur? You could evacuate the lishma out of the get if there was some way to nullify the lishma of the get. So imagine you gave the get for kashrus. And then you put the get into some big lishma rising machine. You took all the lishma out of it. Would it still be a good shtar raya? Avariya, a shtar raya. You don't have to have lishma. The get is made that it was lishma. The get is made mistoma be'ech shenasa. That's part of the raya saget. Part of the edus shavik shtar is that there was a mesira saget and that it was lishma and that it was be'ech shen and it was with a mesira maybe. The get is made that the gerushin took place be'ech shen. But in order to be a raya, to serve as a shtar raya, it does not have to have the quality of being lishma. So therefore, could be The takana b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam was a takana to be machshir the get. We have sfeikas about the kashas of the get. So b'fanei nechtam was instituted to be machshir the get, to make the get a kosher. You need a shliach to be made that this is a kosher shtar. A kosher shtar to do what? To do two things: to be kairis, and also to serve as a shtaraya. According to Rava, where we're talking about ziyuf, so the anus of b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam is addressed both to the get as a shtar, as a kairis, and as a shtaraya. If it's mezuyuf, it could do neither. So b'fanei nechtam puts the get on its feet, both to be a kairis and to be a shtaraya. But according to Rava, the anus of b'fanei nechtam it has to do with lishma. We're afraid that maybe the get was written shalai lishma. If it was written shalai lishma, there's two things. A, it can't be a kairos. But could it be a shtaraya? Could be a shtaraya. And it can say, right, it can be a shtaraya. So if the gerishin has not yet taken place, so you haven't yet used the get as a kairos. So you need b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam to be machshir the get as a kairos. But let's say the gerishin already took place. It was a shliach kabbalah or isha atzma. The gerishin already happened. So now the nidun is no longer can the get serve as a kairos, because the gerishin already happened in chutz l'aretz. Now the nidun is can the get serve as a shtar raya. And that, according to Rabbah, there's no takana b'fanei nechtam. It doesn't make sense to have a takana b'fanei nechtam on a shtaraya. What are you going to be made? B'fanei nechtam l'shma, the get was written l'shma, it's only a shtaraya. Shtaraya doesn't have to be l'shma. There's a din, the edus shel shtar is saying that the shtar has to say that the gerishin took place l'shma. The shtar has to say many things. The shtar has to say that the gerishin was l'shma. The shtar has to say that the gerishin took place in front of Edim l'kiyum hadavar. The shtar has to say that it was given over l'shem gerishim. The edus shel shtar has many things. The b'fanei nechtam was not to corroborate the things that the shtar is saying. The takana b'fanei nechtam was not to corroborate the edus shel shtar. The takana b'fanei nechtam was to be machshir the shtar itself. In Rabbah, that only makes sense before the ma'aseh gerishim, where you're dealing with as to be a kairos, the shtar itself has to be lishma. After the ma'aseh gerishin, it doesn't make any, according to Rabbah, b'fanei nechtam is meaningless. Because b'fanei nechtam has to do with lishma, and lishma has only to do with the creases of the get. The creases of the get is in the past. Right now, I'm only busy with the shtar as a shtaraya. What are you going to say b'fanei nechtam, lishma, and a shtaraya? So therefore, b'ayfin, that the Ran's kasha, what's the difference between a shliach kabbalah and a shliach halacha? L'chadchila was only addressed to Rava. According to Rava, kushimei korolesu, the kasha never began according to Rava. The kasha in the first place was only according to Rava. According to Rava, that they were dealing with ziyuf. Ziyuf is nageya both to a shkairis and to a shtaraya. So then the Rantak had a kasha. Why do you have a funny nechta by a shliach halacha, not by a shliach kabbalah? The kasha is only in Rava. In Rava, kushimei korolesu. If the kasha is only in Rava, so only has to answer Aliba the Rava. So the Peshul is right. The answer that the Ran gives, that he's not going to be married by Sheker by Shliach Kabbalah, he'll only be married by Sheker by Shliach Halacha. The Ran's answer doesn't work for Rabbah, it only works for Rabbah. But that's okay. The Ran's question in the first place was only according to Rabbah, was never according to Rabbah. Because the Shtar is... So I'm going to go over it again. Just briefly. It's only tenuously connected to what Rav Nachum said. It's connected to what Rav Nachum said in the sense that Rav Nachum was oimer on this nekudah, that the Ran is busy with the b'fanei nechtav, not in the ma'aseh gerishin, because that's already taken place, but he's busy with the other b'fanei nechtav, that the Ran is mechadish, that there's a b'fanei nechtav to be machshir the shtar as a shtaraya. To be machshir the vlad shouldn't be a mamzer. To be machshir the raya of the shtar. Without Rav Nochum, without the Ran of Dafei, I would have said the whole thing is only done in the ma'aseh gerishin. And then the Ran stops there. So Rav Nochum points out is muchach in the Ran that there's halacha b'fanei nechtam, that the Ran is busy. The Ran's kasha is addressed to a b'fanei nechtam that's not a din in the ma'aseh gerishin. It's addressed to the shtar, to the raya of the shtar, to the nemonis of the shtar. That's what the Ran is asking about. When the Ran talks about a Befani Nechta by a Shlich Kabbalah, he's talking about a Befani Nechta that's going to be Machshu the Shtar as a Shtar Raya. He's not talking about a Befani Nechta that's in the Mais HaGershon. The Mais HaGershon is in the past. So we're talking about a Befani Nechta that's addressed to the Get as a Shtar Raya. The Ran is asking, why do you have a Befani Nechta on the Shtar Raya, and the Get as a Raya, only by a Shlich Elocha, not by a Shlich Kabbalah? And he gives an answer, a technical Shabbat Batash answer. Here he's Goymer Magarish, here he's not Goymer Magarish. And Shu's kasha was that's good in Rabbah, it's not good in Rabbah. In Rabbah, we're talking about Irib B'Sheker. So here he's Goymer Magarish, he won't be Ma'ar B'Sheker. Here he's not Goymer Magarish, he will be Ma'ar B'Sheker. According to Rabbah, we're not busy with Irib Baal. Rabbah is Achshash, according to Rashi. Maybe it's really Shalai Lishma. So the plain issue is, what's the Ran going to do for Rabbah? The Ran's Teretz is good for Rabbah, it's not good for Rabbah. Teretz says, according to Rabbah, altogether it doesn't make sense to say Befani Nechtav on a Shtar Raya. What does a Shtar Raya have to be Lishma? A Kairos has to be Lishma. Well, here we're long past the Kairos. By Shlich Kabbalah, the Krisis already happened in the Chutz Laaretz. We're busy now with the Get as a Shtar Raya. And a Shtar Raya doesn't make sense, according to Rabbah, this is altogether not Shaykh to be Befani Nechtav on a Shtar Raya. This Shtar Raya was written Lishma, who cares? A Shtar Raya doesn't have to be written Lishma. So the Ran L'chatchila was never asking on Rabbah. According to Rabbah, we understand Poshut why Befani Nechtav only applies to Shliach Halacha. Because Befani Nechtav only is addressed to the Get as a Kairos. It only makes sense by Shliach Halacha who's going to do the Gerishin in the future. The Ran's Kasha in the first place was only addressed to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, we're worried about Ziyuf. So Mela, the Gerishin itself, took place already. But now the Shtar is a Raya. Maybe it's Mezuyuf. Where's the Raya? The kid's going to be a Mamzer. The Baal will be Ma'ar. What's going to be? So the Ran answered, no, the Baal won't be Ma'ar B'Shekel.
How does Rabbah
learn the Malchukas Kanoim on Pizigas and Kuala Himeno?
They're also the
star.
The Get is only operating
in the
Star Raya
from the Rabbah. Post Gershon. Why? There it's not a Star Raya. There you want to redo the Gershon in order that she should be able to be Master of the Maisa Gershon. Just to remind all of Shir, both on those were your last year, no. Shir on Sunday and on Thursday is at 11:30. Oh, what's the story? Officially, Monday is Labor Day. Is there officially?
Yeah, Rabbi Reese is giving a shir kollel at 10:30. So
Sunday or Monday?
Monday. So that sign says.
I guess.